If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushion and cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Napa know-how! Knowing you can get 20% off almost everything at Napa, I bet you'd start thinking, I could use some headlamps, shop gloves, a new ratchet set. Then you'd think, how am I going to carry all this? Simple. The Napa 5-gallon bucket. Buy one for $3.99, get 20% off almost everything you can fit in it, and a dollar goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. 20% off the stuff you want, plus a bucket to carry it all home in. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Minimum three items. Offer expires 4/30/16.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Welcome back. Okay, we're getting things going. Another hour, yet another hour of Bucket Strategy Investing, continuing on with more of the best in money information. We're here answering your phone calls and your emails. I'm Johnny Dean, hosting here with Professor Rick Plum, who's back with me yet again from Lucia Capital Group as our main brain trust advisor for today, anyway. More topics to cover this hour. We're going to get things rolling with you. So if you got a money question of any kind, whatever, you can take part in the discussion. You can just give us a call right now, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. You want to add your email questions to the ones we got here, just go over to wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page, and we'll answer them right here on the show, as we're going to do in just a couple of moments here. So stick around for that. Professor Rick Plum, certified financial planner, he returns for this hour, courtesy of the wonderful people at Lucia Capital Group, who bring us this hour of the program. We do try on this show to deliver to you the strategies that are right for you, the money strategies that may, possibly, could help you to get through retirement. If you need to talk to an advisor off the air, you can always call the professor or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. Your situation, of course, is unique to you, so you need to find out if your individual retirement goals and needs are being met. Are they? Ask yourself that question. With access to a network of brain trust advisors across the country, Lucia Capital Group can help you out. Again, off the air, 800-644-1150. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. While we wait for some folks to call, I got so many emails here, Professor Plum, and I should say this, too. You're not going to be here tomorrow or the rest of the week.
Nope.
If you're watching live, that's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for the rest of the week.
I may enjoy it so much. I may
you may
take
actually
a little
take
time
a couple
after
of,
that off, too.
Well, there's a big wedding going on in the Plum household or in the Plum whatever.
And first of the year, and then we'll do this again.
The first wedding of the year.
Yeah, for me. Yeah, but there's two this year, but this will be the first one for the year.
Planning, man. I mean, you know what? You're a planner. You're a planner yourself, and you got two weddings within like 3 months.
I've had three within 16 months.
I wasn't even going to bring that up, but that's even worse. You know what?
I haven't
three
had
weddings.
Three. My kids have had three.
I understand that, but I mean, gee whiz. Space them out a little bit.
I just given myself the advantage that I'm looking forward to July. By August, I'm done. College is done. Weddings are done. Now it's my wife and my time.
All right,
it's
but you
our
got,
time.
So you got 7 cents left in your pocket after that. What are you going to
yeah,
do?
Yeah, but I've got no more major liabilities.
As far as you know, wait till you know, some grandkids are going to come along. It's going to be, you know what, we're going to need, maybe, can you help us out with a crib and this and that and the other? And it's not going to stop. You know that.
But it won't be the big bucks that I've been hitting with. You know,
Well, until they say, you know, these college education expenses are really going to be, if you guys want to start a 529 for
I'll
us,
be dead by then.
I mean, then the inheritance is all gone,
yeah.
Isn't it? All right. 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We'll take a couple of calls. I have emails sitting here, Gardas, Sam, Ken, Hans, Vic, Tom, and a bunch of others that we're going to get. And I know we got some during the show yesterday, so we'll cover those in a little bit. But I will say this again. No, you won't be here for the rest of the week. Terry Keyes, whom, by the way, you have seen if you've been to the workshops across the country. Terry and Rick are the traveling partners, and they talk about all this retirement income strategies and all that stuff. Terry is the other one. We don't get Terry on the show too often because he doesn't like to wear a tie.
Is that the reason?
Well, there's
he's also working. He runs a couple different offices for us outside of the national headquarters.
Terry's the behind-the-scenes guy, but when you're not here, we put him in front of the camera, and he really enjoys it.
In fact, he
enjoys being on this show so much that we have to sort of tell him to step back. All right?
He's very entertaining.
We don't know which way he's going to go. All right? Let's just warn you of that. Okay. 877 Planner. We do have some questions on RMDs. In fact, I had a call on that. So let's move down the line to James in Portland, Oregon on a similar topic. Hello, James.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
So my situation is I have a decedent's IRA. It was left to me in 2014. Had to take my first mandatory withdrawal, minimum withdrawal, 2015.
Correct.
And then sitting here doing my taxes this year, I'm just getting killed on taxes because of that. So I guess my question is, what can I do with this? Like, can I roll it into my own IRA?
Nope.
Or do I have to continue to take this money out?
You must continue to take the money out. Now, if you're, getting hit hard by taxes right now, one of the things you may want to try doing if you haven't already done it is have them withhold money from the distribution. How large was the required minimum distribution last year?
So the required minimum distribution last year was $9,700.
Let's call it $10,000, right? Did you have any tax withholding done from that distribution?
Yeah, they took out $2,000 of that for taxes.
A little bit over 20%. That might have been... you're in Oregon, so you've got a pretty good Oregon state tax as well. You may want to increase that. Now, not including this required minimum distribution, are you married, and what's the household income?
I'm married. Household income is $140,000.
Yeah, you're not withholding enough from this distribution. You're in the 25-28% federal bracket. You're in a 9% state income tax bracket. So when you take the distribution for 2015, which you're not allowed to put in your own. It has to come out and stay out. Push the withholding up. Take out 30% for a federal and 10% for state. That'll help you pay some of these other areas.
But my idea, and this is why I'm bouncing around, should I go ahead and take enough out just to pay my house off? At least I'd be saving the, or would I be hurting myself by doing that?
How much do you owe on the house?
66.
I probably wouldn't do it all in one lump sum. I may spread it out over a couple of years because you're getting up into, you're probably at the very top of the 25% bracket. You may have a little bit of room, but you're going to go up another 3% pretty soon into the 28% bracket. I may split it over a couple of years. I'd want to see how much damage I'm going to do to myself by adding another 66. Now, how much is in the beneficiary IRA?
I'm sorry, repeat. I could barely hear you.
How much is in the beneficiary IRA?
25%?
No, how many dollars? What's the dollar amount?
Oh, $170,000.
Yeah, because to pay off $66,000, you're probably going to have to take out over $100,000 to get it done. And you're going to pay $37,000, $35,000 in taxes. Now, I think I'd rather do it in 2 years rather than 1 year.
Okay. All right. That helps, because I'm just trying to figure out what to do with it. And,
now, you're still working?
My effect.
Yeah, are you still working, James?
Oh, yeah, of course.
One of the things, are you maxing out your 401k through your employer if you have one?
Yeah, I max out my 401k and I have an IRA as well.
Okay, well, if you've maxed out your 401k, you can't do a deductible traditional IRA unless your wife is not working. She could do one.
No, she works too.
Okay, is she maxing out her retirement plan at work?
I don't know. She's on a state.
So they probably have a 457 if she works for the state. You could increase the contribution there to lessen the blow of the money coming out of the IRA. And you can use the money coming out of the IRA to help you fund Roth IRAs for you and your wife. Doesn't help you immediately on taxes, but it's building up. I'm not saying it's a transfer. I'm saying you're taking the required minimum distribution. Fine, that's in your checking account now. And you are eligible to make a Roth contribution of $5,500, $6,500 for you, $5,500, $6,500 for your wife, depending upon how old you are. So that's where the cash comes from. They don't care as long as you have the income. So, but you can do things with this money. You just have to figure out how to withhold enough to not get hurt when you file your return.
Right. Okay. That's what we're trying to do. So I think I'll be with a planner, with one of your planners, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Okay, if you need some help, hang on, James. We can talk to you about that. Appreciate the call. You can withhold from the...
Unlike a qualified 401k or something like that that has a mandatory 20%. Now, you can always withhold more than 20% if you take money from the 401k, but there's a mandatory 20. With an IRA, there's no mandatory amount that has to come out.
No, and that can really sting you at tax time.
But you can choose to have a tax withholding done on the distribution. So if his required minimum distribution is $10,000, he has $2,500 sent to the IRS for the tax that's going to be paid on that portion of it, and then he has, you know, call it $900 to $1,000 sent to the state because he lives in a state with a pretty high income tax.
So he winds up with about $7,000, $6,500, $7,000, something like that.
Yeah, $6,600.
Yeah. But that's still satisfied, no matter what he wound up with.
Right.
That's still satisfied as long as he took out the $10,000.
Now, if he thinks he's going to owe more than that, I've seen people that have required minimum distributions from beneficiary IRAs or their own IRA, but they're still working, and they just withhold 100% of it combined between the two different withholding sources if you're in a state. The person I'm thinking about in California, she had a $5,000 required minimum distribution. She's still working. She's 72 years old. She had $4,000 sent of her required minimum distribution, $4,000 sent to the federal government, $1,000 sent to the state of California as a withholding, and she knows, obviously, that she's overpaying on that source of money, but it helps her with the other tax bill on her own
income. That's true, because you don't actually, it doesn't count. You've sent it off. You don't receive that money.
It's still a distribution.
Right. So it satisfies the RMD, but it also doesn't add to your income.
But that's to your income, but it prepays. It's
right.
That's
what I mean. It washes out is what
it helps you not have to withhold as much out of your paycheck every week, every month.
Exactly. All right. So here we go. More strategizing for you. This is what we do on this show. If you have questions on anything, maybe it's a tax question, whatever it is, you can give us a call. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We'll also get to some of your emails. You email us at our website. That is Wealth, WEALTH, Wealth Ed, as in wealth education, wealthed.com at the Find Your Answer link. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, got a whole lot more to talk about and not a ton of time to do it. Take part in the program. Bucket Strategy Investing returns.
Lucia Capital Group advisors talk to people every day about their greatest financial fears. Some worry about a repeat of 2008.
I am concerned about another market crash.
Some worry about what will happen if they live to 2048.
I think outliving our money. I know that a lot of people are living longer.
Whether you're worried about a repeat of 2008 or preparing if you live until 2048, make this the year you focus on getting a retirement income strategy that can potentially prepare you for retirement risks such as market volatility or longevity risk.
If you think you need a new strategy for the new year and many years into the future, schedule a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor now. Call 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. And learn more online at the site dedicated to wealth education, wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review. 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA. Created to serve, built to perform.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
All right, we gotta give Plum a couple of requests once again.
We're trying to go to this concert.
When is that? It's in town where we are.
Right, they're finishing the tour in August here.
Okay, all right. It's at the big stadium.
I think it's at Petco or is it Qualcomm?
No, I think it's Qualcomm.
Qualcomm bigger.
It is Qualcomm, right. Yeah. Okay, good. Because I have some connections there. I would never go. I'm not a fan.
Well, you have connections? I need to know this.
I have connections that own a box at the stadium.
Well, hello, John, my best friend.
Your best friend. I knew it. You see, I knew it. All right. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER. 877-752-6637. All right, we got some room on the phones if you want to give us a call. Just before I get to the next email, James' call.
Yes.
He had, I think it was a $170,000 IRA.
He mentioned that. I think the number was wrong.
IRA. And it was a $10,000 required minimum distribution. Seems high.
It was high for, unless he just sounds a lot younger than he is. The $9,700 required minimum distribution for a beneficiary, that would put that would be the right amount for somebody who is roughly 70 years of age as the beneficiary. If James was 70, he's the youngest sounding 70-year-old I've ever heard.
So either the
I was thinking he wasn't even 50 yet.
So either the amount that the RMD of the 10,000 is wrong, or the amount of the
value is wrong.
Or maybe there's more than one beneficiary IRA.
Maybe the value would be a little bit higher, because let's say he was 50, the $9,700 required minimum distribution would have been coming from roughly a $330,000
right.
beneficiary
yeah.
IRA.
Yeah. So
there are rules for required minimum distributions, and they're not extraordinary in the first several years. They do ramp up as you go.
Yeah, beneficiaries do have required minimum distributions.
Even from Roths.
Even from Roths, right. The money has to come out. Now, does this have to do also, Professor Plum, with the age of the person? If the person who passed away, that owned the original owner of the IRA, died before they were age 70 and a half, you know, sometime in their 60s, they obviously were not subject to a required minimum distribution.
No, and so, there's no required minimum distribution in the year of their death. And then the beneficiary has an option. They can either start taking required minimum distributions based on their life expectancy in the year after the year the person died.
That's the stretch provision.
Or they can just do nothing and take all of it out within 5 years. So if you don't start the required minimum distributions the year after the year the person died, then it's all gonna come out in some form within 5 years. But that 5-year rule is only there for people where the owner was not at a required minimum distribution age when they passed away. If they were in the year where they had their first or later RMDs, the 5-year rule goes away, at least today. There is a movement within Congress
for whatever
to make
reason.
The stretch go away and make the 5-year for all beneficiaries other than spouses. Now, we are talking about non-spouse IRAs, non-spouse beneficiaries. So we've got a couple things. How old was the person who died, who left you the IRA? And then how old are you? And then you do a calculation every year if you want to do the required minimum distribution, the stretch IRA option.
But understand that there is a required minimum distribution at some point for the beneficiaries of all IRAs, Roth or traditional. All right, 877-PLANNER, let's see. The fog is getting thicker, and Leon is in Las Vegas. Hello, Leon. How can we help you today? Oh, Leon. Somebody's there. Do I have the right name?
You probably made a man with that airplane
no,
reference.
No, I didn't do that. All right, well, hang on a second, Leon. There was somebody there. He had a question on step-up and cost basis. One more thing before I get back to Leon, because I want to make sure we're clear on this. If the person who passed away was of required minimum distribution age.
No five-year rule.
There's no five-year rule. The required minimum distribution, if it has not been satisfied in the year that the person passed away, must be satisfied.
Right.
By,
like, you know, I've used my own birth date as an example before. My birthday's the end of June. So I don't turn 70 and a half until the end of December. So in the year that I turn 70 and a half, I'm basically either 69 or 70 for most of the year. I don't turn 70 and a half. If I don't take a required minimum distribution until the very end of the year, or I plan on doing that, and I die somewhere before there's still a required minimum distribution for that year.
Exactly.
And my age basis.
Right. And if you happen to die at, you know, the two days into the, you know, your
January 2nd.
Right. And you're 69 years old, the people
But I turned 70 and a half that year.
They have to be aware
still
of this.
Still a required minimum distribution for me, even though I unfortunately passed away, in that year.
All right, 877-PLANNER. Yeah, let's see. I think we got Leon there now. Leon, are you with us?
I'm with you guys. I still love the plum, but I want to test his mettle with a killer question.
All right, let's do it. Let's just bring it on.
Yeah, he's been in his comfort zone too much today. Mom died in the early hours of Saturday, March 19th. I renounced my inheritance from her in favor of my son.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. You can't disclaim your inheritance in favor of somebody else. If you disclaim your inheritance, it goes back into the pie and gets distributed the rest of the way the estate does.
Yeah, well, he was next in line.
Okay.
For the estate.
But unfortunately, a lot of people think that, well, like, okay, I'm going to disclaim my portion of it so that my kids can get it. But my kids weren't even enlisted in the estate, and they wouldn't have got it otherwise. And so sometimes people will get themselves in trouble for that. So
right.
Go ahead. So you disclaimed your assets.
Okay. Most of the assets were in stocks.
Okay.
And, of course, we used the step-up cost basis.
True.
The question is, how do you determine that number? What is the cost basis that is determined? Let me give you a concrete example. On the Friday afternoon, just before she died, Harley Davidson, her biggest holding, closed at $49.70. I thought that would be the stepped-up cost basis.
What was the 19th, a Saturday?
The 19th was a Saturday.
Okay.
The stock market on the 18th closed with Harley at $49.70.
Okay.
I thought that would be the stepped-up cost basis.
Most likely what they're going to do is take an average of the closing of the Friday and the Monday prices, because it happened on a weekend.
Terrific. I mean, you are absolutely right. I was wrong. I thought it was the close on Friday. Fidelity Investments had a stepped-up cost basis, not of $49.70, but of $49.58.
Okay.
I questioned them, and they said they had to average the close or the high and low on the Friday and the Monday surrounding that weekend.
That's what happens.
Could you say it once again to me so I'm very clear in my mind?
Go ahead.
They're going to take the average of the Friday and Monday price to figure out what happened, what is the actual price on a date of death during a weekend.
Right. So if it closed on Friday at $49.70 and it closed on Monday at $49.46.
Yeah.
The average would be $49.58.
Yeah.
Whatever the middle is. Yeah. Does that help you out?
That helps me out. That clears my conscience, and it establishes that the plum knows his business.
Well, I appreciate. I know Plum appreciates that.
I'm not going to be able to make it out the door.
I'm going to have to go deflate his ego a little bit here during the break. Leon, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Professor Plum's ego is getting larger. We're coming back on Bucket Strategy Investing right after this.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security Hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
All right, guys. We're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. It's Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about your money. We get to the top, get to the bottom again, and we'll take care of all of your questions right here on the program. I do have some emails to get to, some that have been stacking up. I'm promising to get to at least two of them sometime before the top of the hour. But we take your phone calls first, which means that Gene is up next in Las Vegas, Nevada. Gene, thanks for hanging on. How can we help you today?
About 2 or 3 days ago, you had somebody on about the Coverdale account where they had to report it to IRS or something or claim it on their income tax. I wasn't sure.
It was a 529, but yes. It was a 529 plan, which, you know, it's an education account, and it was being reported to the IRS. They took a distribution that they used to pay for their children's college education, and they received the, what was it, 1099-Q that said you took a distribution from an education plan.
So, well, I took money out of the Coverdale account to buy my grandson a computer because he was going to school and a lot of the courses were on the computer.
Right.
But I never got a, what form did you say that was?
I believe it was a 1099-Q.
That's the one they called.
Yeah, I never got one of those.
Huh. You can call the brokerage company that had the account and say, am I expecting something from this? Did you issue one and I just didn't get it? What happened to the information that you sent the IRS about this distribution? Find out what happened about it.
Well, that was 4 years ago.
Oh. Well, then I would ignore it.
Well, I'm getting ready to... who takes the money out again because he's going to enroll in college, and I have to pay for his books and enrollment.
Okay. Well, this time, so, when you take money out next year, call them and find out where the 1099 is.
What I did last time was I paid it with a credit card, and then I contacted the outfit that had the Coverdale account, and they just sent me a check.
Right, and that's what you have to do. You're paying for it. And you're using the Coverdale account to pay for a legitimate, qualified education expense. And, you know, it's going to wash out as long as you don't take more out of the Coverdale than it costs you to pay for the education expense. It's going to wash out. I would expect to get a 1099-T or 1099-Q on this, though. And so next year, if you take the money out this year and you make the expense this year for the qualified higher education expense, if you don't receive a 1099-Q by the, you know, March sometime, I'd be calling the Coverdale account and say, hey, where's my tax form? Just to make sure that you do it.
But if they don't send me one, do I still have to claim it or something?
Well, I'm more worried about, did they send one to the IRS? Because if the IRS got one and you didn't, I've got to claim it on my return to show them that it did happen.
Sure enough.
If they didn't send anything out to anybody and you know for a fact that it was covered by education expenses, then I'm less worried about it because it's not going to be taxable either way. But I just, like we talked about earlier in the show, I don't want to get a letter from the IRS, even when I know I did everything right. 3 years later, I get a letter from the IRS and it just gives your heart a flutter. It makes you feel bad. And so you got to then deal with them saying, okay, here's what happened. The distribution happened on this date. Education expenses were paid on that date. And I didn't know that I got a 1099, and so I forgot about it. That's what you would end up saying to them. But if you know that they got a 1099, you better account for it.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Gene. Thank you for the call. Yeah, now, I mean, I've used money out of 529 plans. This was a number of years ago.
You don't remember getting a 1099-Q?
I don't remember that, although I know that you're supposed to get one, and I don't think I ever filed anything. Nothing really happened. If they ask, I have the receipts, and I, you know, say, of course, this was like 10 years ago, so it's
probably not going to get caught at this
no,
point.
No, nothing's going to happen. Well, there was nothing to catch. I mean, it was a legitimate expense.
Right.
I match it up with a credit card receipt, and then just show it that way. But I don't recall that I ever got one.
And I don't know what triggers it. I don't know why
I don't
some
know either.
Custodians do. I know he was... Gene was talking about a call we took on Monday, I think it was.
Yeah,
it was last week.
And a follow-up, which was earlier this week, which was Monday, saying yes.
And he did receive the 1099-Q, which is a qualified distribution
right.
from a qualified state plan. Now, the Coverdale may be different than the 529 plan. I don't know. I'd have to look into the reporting requirements from each of those accounts.
Yes. All right, 877-PLANNER. I want to get to an email. We were talking yesterday. Let's see if I can find it here. In fact, I think it was right about this time. It was Cynthia in Tempe who had emailed us. And she had asked us if we wouldn't mind, we didn't get to this yesterday. She says, if you don't mind, please repeat or resummarize a caller's question on Monday regarding annuitizing her assets, that is to say an inheritance, to avoid losing most of her assets. I was driving and missed some of the pertinent terms. Thank you for your great show.
Well, Cynthia, what the caller was asking about was being able to be qualified for Medicaid. Her husband was not doing well, and they were going to need some help, whether that was in a facility or at home. They were going to need to basically ask Medicaid to help them. But the caller had just inherited a large portion of money from a relative. And so now they have assets. Where before they didn't have assets over the excludable amount, now they have assets. And when you have assets, the government expects you to pay for your own care. So there's two things we talked about potentially being able to do to help use those assets for the caller rather than the care. And one was to buy a bigger house. Now, when there's a surviving spouse at home, a well spouse at home, the house for most states and every state that I know of is an exempt asset. So whether your house is worth $50,000 or whether it's worth $500,000, they don't look at the value of the house for the long-term care stay with Medicaid. Or you can turn the cash into an income stream. And so you can take the money, give it to an insurance company in the form of a down payment on an immediate annuity that now there is no cash left. Now, you haven't made a gift or anything. You bought a stream of payments. And that stream of payments is not an asset, but it is an income because there's two sides to being eligible for Medicaid. One is, do you have too much in the way of assets that you need to spend down before Medicaid will kick in? The other is, do you have enough income that you are, in their eyes, required to spend at least some of your income to care for the individual that's in the facility or the home health care that you're looking for,
right.
that you're trying to get Medicaid to pay for. There are income limits and there are asset limits. If you're already at the income limit because of your Social Security and you have a pension or other things, just creating another income stream, they're going to take the income stream anyway. But if you are under the limit that you're allowed to keep, creating more income for the household, you'll at least be able to keep some of it. And
up to the limit.
And then when the person that's in the facility passes away, you get to keep all the income at that point. And so it has to be annuitized. The most popular form of income generating right now are these income riders, these fixed index annuities, hybrid annuities, variable annuities that have an income rider on them. And the income rider is a guarantee from the insurance company that if the cash value ever goes to zero, they will continue to make the payment. They work well for some people. But it's not the same as the annuitized income stream. Because with a variable annuity or an index annuity with the guaranteed stream of payments, I still have cash. I can cash it in. Whatever the cash value is, I can still cash it in. So it's still an asset. They're still counting it as an asset, not as an income. And so they're going to look at it from that standpoint that you need to spend down that asset until such time as it gets under the thresholds, and then they'll look at the income. So you want to. We're not big fans at this point of the immediate annuity, especially for younger retirees, because they're just horrible rates of return unless you live to be 105. But if the decision is having to spend $200,000-$400,000 down to $100,000. Or creating an income off of $200,000-$300,000 that'll last for the rest of their life, then it's probably better to create the income than it is, in this case, to spend it down.
Yeah.
So it all has to do with what is the ultimate goal that we're trying to accomplish.
The suggestion, I think this was her call, was perhaps if she wanted to, buy a bigger house.
Well, we talked about that because the house is an exempt asset. So, she, you know, I asked if her house was paid off. She said, yes, her house was paid off. Because one of the things you can do when you inherit money, if you owe money on the house, pay off the mortgage. Because, and yeah. you're not making a gift. Where they look at the problem is if you gift it to somebody else. If I you know, give it to my brother, sister, or some of my kids, that's a gift, and they will take a look at any gifts that occurred over the past X number of months, depending upon the state, and that could make me ineligible for Medicaid, for a series of months, years, based on how much I gave away, and so they don't want you to be able to give away your assets just to apply for Medicaid. And so there are rules about it, because if you have assets, they do expect you to pay at least some amount of money towards your own care.
That's just the way it is in this country. That's the rules. Those are the rules. All right, 877-PLANNER. We got a little bit of room on the phones, and we got a lot of content to get to still. If we have time, we'll try to get to some trivia. Also, more of your emails. I think I promised two.
That was
I've
one.
I've done one. We will get to a second one here. Got to take advantage of Plum while he's still here, because he won't be here tomorrow. That's okay, though. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Bucket Strategy Investing continues. Johnny Dean and Professor Plum when we come back.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Napa know-how!
Knowing you can get 20% off almost everything at Napa, I bet you'd start thinking, I could use some headlamps, shop gloves, a new ratchet set. Then you'd think, how am I going to carry all this? Simple. The Napa 5-gallon bucket. Buy one for $3.99, get 20% off almost everything you can fit in it, and a dollar goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. 20% off the stuff you want, plus a bucket to carry it all home in. That's Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Minimum three items. Offer expires 4/30/16.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Market strategy investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Blum. 877 Planner and PLANNER. Hey, coming up on this program tomorrow will be sans, as in without, Professor Rick Blum, who's doing a wedding thing with his kids or kid or son. It's the son this time.
The son this time,
yeah.
Yes.
What, Friday? Is that when he's...
The wedding is actually Friday, yes.
Wedding's Friday. So
tomorrow we're going to do a little deep sea fishing.
So why are you not here? What does tomorrow have to do with Friday? Nothing.
Well, it's the all-day bachelor party that starts off with a deep sea fishing trip, and then they think they're going to have enough energy to go out afterwards.
I see.
Not.
Bachelor party, deep sea fishing. What could possibly go wrong? Well, anyway, all right. Well, Professor Plum will be out tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. We get Terry Keyes, though.
The hurricane
who loves, and I mean, this guy loves doing this show.
He does.
He's so excited about doing the show, and I'm being truthful. He's so excited about it that he can't contain, you know, himself sometimes, and he'll go off in 10 different directions.
He's got a lot of energy.
Well, he does. But now the topic for tomorrow with Terry Keyes, this is right up his specialty. This is, you know, when you have a guy that's been in an office all day long and he wants to just talk and entertain, this is perfect. It's using life insurance for estate planning purposes. We've talked about estate planning. We had a couple of calls on this today, Professor Plum, on estate planning anyway. Sometimes it's called pension maximization. We're going to kind of get into that.
That's one thing. That's not really estate planning.
No, it's not. But, I mean, it's there are
estate consequences with it.
Yes, there are. In fact, what are a couple of things that we could talk about on this?
Well, estate planning, I mean, with life insurance specifically, mm-hmm. should you even have life insurance to help pay the estate tax? Back in the day, we used to use life insurance to pay the estate tax a lot. Now, with a lot higher limit, we don't see that type of a problem anymore. But we still have a lot of uses.
Estate equalization, perhaps?
Estate equalization is one of the keys, mm-hmm. where we have a large asset that we want to go to one heir, but then that doesn't give us our share and share alike with our heirs that we wanted to accomplish.
A lot of times it has to do with a business.
Business planning, a tremendous issue there, where I may be a partner. John and I are partners in a business, and you know, if I die, as much as he likes my wife, he does not want to be in business with her. And because she can't hold up her end of the business, he wants to be able to buy her out. But where's he going to get the money?
Exactly.
The main breadwinner in the partnership here just died. And where are you going to get the money to buy her out?
And that's where life insurance can be a real help. So we'll talk with Terry Keyes about that. That's tomorrow. And we'll have Terry Keyes topics all through the next, I don't know, 5-6 days, right. Something like that.
And it does help that he did work at corporate America in the life insurance companies.
It's
one
of the big reasons.
He knows how they work.
Well, it's not just that, but it's life insurance and it's the annuity products.
The annuities. He worked specifically in the marketing and the development
of a lot of
the annuity products that are out there that other companies have taken and run off.
Exactly. In fact, we have an annuity topic. I think it's has to do with understanding annuities. That'll be coming up on Thursday. So a lot of good stuff to talk about for the rest
rest of the week, in spite of the absence of Professor Plum. But that's okay. All right, 877-PLANNER. Let's get to a couple of emails here. Gardas in Seattle, Washington says, my sister lives in Massachusetts. She's 61, disabled, and a widow. She was a teacher for Mass Public Schools for 30-plus years. She's trying to apply for disability benefits or widow's benefits. Because she was a teacher, she can supposedly only get one of $3 of her late husband's Social Security. This rule supposedly also applies to disability benefits. She has met with Social Security in Massachusetts, but does not feel they are informed about her specific situation. Could you please give us some guidance? Thank you. Gardas, who's actually in Seattle.
Well, you're looking at if you're telling me something about a one out of three type of an issue, my assumption is that while she was teaching in Massachusetts, she was not paying into the Social Security system. She wasn't paying FICA taxes. And so what's going to happen is she has a pension from work that was not covered by Social Security, so she's going to be subject to the government pension offset when she tries to apply for, let's just say, widow's benefit.
Yes.
It sounds like her husband passed away. So when she applies for a widow's benefit, which she can do as early as age 60 if she's not working, she can apply for a benefit, but it will be reduced. But it's not going to be reduced $1 for three. And it's not just going to be a one for three offset where you still get one. It's going to look at her pension. And it's going to reduce the Social Security that she'd be eligible for from her late husband's work record by an amount equal to two-thirds of her pension. Now, that could completely wipe out the widow's benefit. She may not be eligible for a widow's benefit.
Now, I'm sorry, she's also trying to apply for either widow's or disability.
Well, let's stay with the widows for the moment. Let's say her pension is $3,000 a month from teaching, and the widow's benefit is $1,800 a month. Well, two-thirds of her pension is $2,000, so the first $2,000 from Social Security is going to be wiped out from her husband's benefit. Her husband's benefit wasn't $2,000. She won't get a benefit. Now, on the other side, there's a problem potentially with disability. Now, she may have paid into the Social Security system before she became a teacher. She may have her 40 credits, but all of those happened before she became a teacher. All of those happened 30 years ago. So she has earned a retirement benefit. But unless she has at least 21 quarters of payments in the Social Security system in the last 10 years, she's not eligible for a disability benefit. So she may not be eligible to apply for a disability benefit. Now, whether it's a disability benefit that she actually can, maybe she has got the 21 quarters in the last 10 years of credits for a Social Security benefit. And maybe she does qualify for a disability benefit. Or maybe in time she'll be eligible for the retirement benefit when she gets to 66. No matter what happens, if she has this pension from work covered by other employment, she's going to have the windfall elimination provision, and it's going to reduce her own Social Security benefit. It won't eliminate it, but it'll reduce it. And so whether she's eligible for disability benefit depends on whether she's worked in a Social Security paying system in the last 10 years. Whether she's eligible for a retirement benefit depends on whether she has the 40 credits necessary at some time in her lifetime. Because of this pension from work where she did not pay into Social Security, if she is eligible for either one of them, they will be reduced. Now, the survivor benefit could be completely eliminated because of the government pension offset.
Yeah, the government pension offset affects you taking a benefit off of somebody else's work record,
yes,
which can be completely eliminated, as you just said. The windfall elimination provision has to do with your own
benefit.
Based on
what credits you've paid into.
Right, exactly. What kind of pension. It won't eliminate it, but it could offset it by as much as half.
Could, or more depending than half, on what, a little
well,
bit more
depending
than
on,
half.
Yeah, depending on what your actual benefit is.
Right, but I mean, it depends on how large your pension is, too.
Right, and it's not all pensions, as you said. I want to clarify. If you're getting a pension, but you also paid at the same time into Social Security with that particular pension-related job, you're not going to have any problem with
no
it.
No issue.
No issue at all. And by the way, when you look at your benefit on Social Security, they don't know that you've been working in that. So you have to kind of understand how GPO and WEP work. All right, out of time. If you need Professor Plum or any of the Brain Trust advisors at Lucia Capital Group, you can reach them at their off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I am Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.